Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
As I said before, you know, I don't like talking about the same thing, but, you know, I'll get to the, before I get started, you know, just disclaimer, it's my right under law, living in this country to speak my mind, but also the disclaimer is there is nothing on here that is illegal or violates the law in broadcasting, and is not intended to do so. Well, anyway, the concern that I have is, again, I talked about the allegations before about peeping perverts. My personal opinion is I do want to move eventually because I don't think this is a safe building area. I think there are people who, in my building area, who peep in this home illegally, but I don't have the evidence, so I can't go to the police. I have to figure it out, because the police were over here a couple times, but there was no evidence. There was no evidence, so I cannot complain. It's perpetuated by the gossiping with the neighbors or these hoodlums outside who say they can see me in the bathroom and so all that, blah, blah, blah. Somebody will say, why don't I just ignore it? I don't know. I am very concerned if any of these allegations are true because they're so graphic. I think it's that they have a mental illness. It's a mental illness if they do peep. As I said before, I would never give permission or authorize it, first of all, because I need my privacy. Second of all, it's against the law, so leave it there. I don't want to talk about that, but it is related to the other concerns that they said there was a song released on this Make My Music album that was released, or EP. The song is called I Want the Truth. It's misspelled. It's called It Is the Truth. The single with me playing the keyboard has been sent to the U.S. Copyright Office. It's on my Be On My Account publishing. I had to do all the publishing because, Alec, these people say that they peep, and it's against the law. They should have been arrested. They should not live here, or they should not live in this area. As I said before, I'm going to file criminal charges if any of these of my songs have been used or so on, and file charges of forgery because I never gave permission to anybody to use it. That song has already been copyrighted. I don't like when they say, "Oh, I can see and they can see them at home. They're gonna pay off their condo." So I'm like, that makes me so angry. But I realize they got some illness or something is wrong. Why haven't the mental health community or people check on them, or is they making up stories, which is insane, or it just perpetuate? It's not a safe place, I don't think. That's why I don't deal with alcoholics and drug addicts. I don't drink. I know to the people think the way I talk, I'm on some. No, I'm not on no prescription drug addiction either. I just don't deal with that shit because it just leads to negativity. I learned that a long time ago when I was in rock bands and music, doing the music thing with musicians, what damage they can cause when they on those on that stuff. I can't get on that stuff. I ain't drinking. I ain't doing drugs. I have to be cleaned, and I don't want no alcoholics, crack addicts around me. You know, the thing about it is they said they stole my song. You know what? Mental health, need to lock them up, please. I don't want to deal with that trash. But I do want to know that they should not be using any of that stuff, those pop songs and so on. I want to let them know that those songs are going to be on my publishing. It's all over the world. It's all in the U.S. Copyright Office. That's protection. If you think you stole something or you're going to get away with it, you're going to get caught. They're going to know you didn't write it. Well, anyway, the thing about it is I don't want them coming around me. I hope they ain't looking at me as some little person to step on or whatever these allegations are. They need to be investigated. Somebody needs to investigate by the cops. They need to. Long-term basis to find out if any of this stuff is true on a window or a building. Or if it ain't true, then they need to be checked in the hospital. It'd be a safer area. As I said before, it happens all the time. If they don't get these people off the street or stop, if they are doing something illegal, whatever, as far as the peeping or whatever, it's going to lead to somebody getting hurt, a robbery, or serious harm. You got to check if any of these allegations are true. If they said they stole my song, I'm going to court and I'm going to file criminal charges. You cannot use my material. If I didn't know about it, I gave you no permission. It's copyrighted. The song title on I Want the Truth is the truth. I don't want them around me. They're looking to make money or get. If they bought a home, that is evil. They deserve something. Need to go after. They need to have the law go after them. As I said before, this is not fair to me. This is wrong. There is no excuse. I don't deal with no criminals. You want to get ahead by stepping on me? What? Come over here because you're waiting for me to write a song. Don't come over here. All my songs are copyrighted, been copyrighted. All my songs are published. And they look, As I said, you deal with people directly with music. You had to deal with me directly. You don't come and steal. Well, take away my dreams for you to get ahead. That's a thief. As I said before, I got to get out of here or find my place, some place where people know how to learn basic boundaries and stuff. I don't think this is a safe area. And to listen to these allegations perpetually, to press my buttons, somebody needs to do something. Some people say restraining. What can a restraining order do? Go with a crazy person outside saying things that ain't true, or a criminal who's doing things in this building, or otherwise who's saying that they're doing something that is illegal and against the law. One or the other, they're insane and they're dangerous. They better get off their ass. They're nothing but pure evil. I don't want to deal with that shit. Ain't no excuse. You're going to get caught. So you're saying they're going to contact says copyright infringement. There ain't no copyright infringement. You didn't write a damn thing. What, you going to sit on your ass and waiting for a handout? I wrote that song on a keyboard. It's stealing your evil. I'm going after you if there's any evidence with that song. Now, all those other allegations, I hope the cops, the mental health community, I am sick of it. I don't need that shit. We need to learn to live like law-abiding citizens. The criminally insane or insane people need to be locked up. Good day, good night, from Death Night.